1800.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
To Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Jim Sellers, founder and CEO of Tegger Media. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So if you could tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey leading up to Tegger Media and what is Tegger Media?
Well, my entrepreneurial journey started in high school and then became very successful when I joined a band in Chicago called Stabbing Westward, which was signed to Columbia Records. From there, I learned a lot about technology, not only building websites and e-commerce sites, but also all sorts of social engagement platforms to engage with fans. From there, I pivoted into actually working for other rock stars, developing all their social technologies. And then I had this idea for Tegger Media that I was kind of working on over the past couple of years, and it started to take off. And we are here today to talk about that.
Very cool. Well, we're going to dive into that journey in a little bit. But first, let's start with the 60-second rapid-fire CEO questions. My first one is, who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Richard Branson.
Someone is very disruptive in your company, but they're great at what they do. Do you keep them or fire them?
You keep them, but you adjust for the disruptions that they create.
Ooh, I like it. How many hours do you sleep a night?
8.
Do you work weekends?
I work 5 full days. I work 2 half days.
Okay. What is the first thing you do when you wake up?
I do a 10-minute meditation thinking about my daughter and my wife and my family. And then I think about my business and how great and positive everybody is in my organization. And then I think of how that relates to time and space. So I kind of go from a very kernelized group of people to the galaxy to kind of put it all in perspective.
Oh, I love it. We're going to come back to that. What is the first thing you do when you wake up?
Ooh, put a pot of water on the oven to make coffee.
Awesome. What rule do you live by?
Work hard, work smart.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how weird are you?
7.5.
I like the precision there. When did you realize that you had the strength to be an entrepreneur?
Junior year in high school.
How would you describe yourself in one word?
Driven.
And what superhero would you like to be, or what superpower would you like to have?
Galactic time travel.
That's awesome. Loving the creativity in these answers. You said junior year of high school, mm-hmm. You saw yourself being an entrepreneur. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, my brother went to Miami University, and he was 2 years older than me. And I was sitting there very creative in high school, and I said, we should really do something. So we first started by creating T-shirts on screen printing, and it led to creating the first Men of Miami calendar for Miami University.
That's awesome. So that was kind of your first entrepreneurial endeavor, and you were like, I can do this.
Yes.
Cool. And then let's circle back to the meditation thing. Mm-hmm. So many entrepreneurs meditate. I talk to them all the time, and I can tell you there's quite the theme going on. Do you do that because it sets a grateful tone for your day? You mentioned that you think about your wife and your daughter. That's so mm-hmm. sweet. Does it really help you? You said maintain perspective, right?
Yeah. It's I live right on the beach, and so I have a beautiful ocean sitting in
Lucky
front of
you.
Me, which is a great start to any day. But then I was thinking, the best way to put yourself in a great mood for business is to think about all of these things that are important to you and how they relate to business. So I start with the family, and then I think of certain things about my wife that I love, and there's certain things about my daughter that I love, and that puts me in a great mood, and I'm very thankful for that. And then I start to roll that out to the business, and I say, what are we doing in business? How is it going? What great interactions have I had, not only with our team, but also with our clients? And we've got a killer team of people that are always blowing my mind on a daily and a weekly basis. So I'm very thankful for that. And I think of those things. And then I think how it all kind of relates to the grander galactic relationship between doing the right things and appreciating the things that you have in order to then turn that into something where you can actually help other people, which would be, in our case, clients, where we work with brands, agencies, and entertainment companies. And we bring all of that energy and that power through us all working together and delivering it. So that's how you start your day.
Yeah, it's important to bring a good, positive energy into your business. It's amazing the trickle-down effect. So what would you say is your definition of being an entrepreneur?
What I look at is, first, you have to have great ideas. I know a lot of people who come to me and say, I have this great idea, and that's just one piece of it. And
just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. But execution on that idea is the difference between an entrepreneur and someone who has a lot of great ideas. And so I think if you're going to be an entrepreneur, first and foremost, you have to say, do I have a great idea? Has anyone done this great idea? If they've done it before, can I do it better? And am I actually creating something new that isn't a me too, right? Mm-hmm. So when you read, say, like Peter Thiel's book, Zero to One, that is a great book for entrepreneurs to read to understand you don't want to just create a me too that you can then, you know, blueprint across the globe. You want to create something that's truly new, like Uber. It didn't exist before Uber was created. That is a great entrepreneurial story. But it's more than that, because then you actually have to act on that and you have to execute on it. So then you have to say, oh my God, we're going to need money to execute on this. We need to prove our minimum viable product. Once you've proven your minimum viable product, then you have to say, oh my God, we've got to get more money. And so now we have to get money so we can actually build the product and we can go to market. And then while you're doing that, you're going to need more money, because people cost money and teams cost money. So to take it from how we kind of got to where we are today, I had an idea. I met someone at a poker game who is now my co-founder, and he was brilliant. And we said, hey, if we could do this, let's do this, and then let's prove it. And we proved it. And then we said, now let's build out the team to start to scale this thing. We have 13 people in Krakow, Poland, in development. We have 13 people in Los Angeles in business development. We've just signed a deal with Q Digital in Canada to have them rep our platform to the Canadian brand and agency world. And then we've also got two more people that have just joined in New York City. So we're expanding, but all that takes money. So right now we've already raised $3.3 million in seed funding, and we haven't even got to our Series A. Mm-hmm. So all of these different pieces of the puzzle have to work and interconnect, and you have to grow based on client demand. So we're now getting pulled into the marketplace because we have a proprietary product that people like. And
That's a great way of explaining it. So our entrepreneurs watching and listening, a lot of them are transitioning from either a full-time job or another industry, or maybe they've started a business before and are starting a new one, pivoting, changing. That's something you have experience with. What advice do you have when you're going through this transition to set yourself up for success when starting your new business?
Well, the first thing is, I think knowledge is key. You have to really know what you want to do. And one of the best things you can do is say, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this. But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to research it like a college level course. And I'm going to say, let's look at the strengths and weaknesses of the idea. Let's figure out who's doing it great. Can I do it better? Do I have any people that I know in that industry? Is there someone I can connect through another person in order to do some work for that company, right? And just get your feet wet and just start going into it like you're going to get that job. And when you start to then define what it is you want to do, you have to do the same thing. You just have to start, you know, like a vine growing into what you're going to become.
Do you think it's valuable to work for somebody else in that same industry first?
Yeah, absolutely. If you can learn everything on someone else's dime, you should absolutely do it, because you're not going to be able to spend 100% of your time on a project. Most people can't, unless you have unlimited access to funds, or you can stay at your parents' house, and you know, then that gets old,
right? Yeah.
After a while. So yes, I would say I would do that.
Are you ever afraid to fail in your business? Because that's something that entrepreneurs deal with all the time, is the fear of failure.
No, it's like getting up to bat. If you don't get up to the plate and swing, you're never going to get a hit. And so what you want to do is get as many swings in a day as you can, and then you'll start seeing where you have success and failure, and you eliminate the failure and you pump up the success side of the coin. And sometimes you have to bring other people in who have that skill set. You know, I'm good at what I do, but
So it's a little bit of a numbers game, trying new things and seeing what works.
Absolutely.
So if you were to make a startup toolkit, what would be inside of it?
A startup toolkit, I would keep it simple, first and foremost. The toolkit, I would just have the 10 things that are most important to a startup, which are, is the idea good? Has anyone done this idea before? Is there a huge addressable market so I can actually, if the idea takes off, can we actually make a lot of money doing it? Who do I need besides myself to be on the team specifically? You might need a CTO. You might need someone who's in finance, whatever your strengths and weaknesses are.
That's good stuff. I love it. Well, we're going to talk more about building a business in just a little bit, securing funds and building a team in particular. So sit tight. You are watching Business Rockstars. We will be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, continuing my conversation with Jim Sellers, founder and CEO of Tagger Media. So if you could tell me, where did the idea actually come from for this business?
I was coming out of the music industry, and I had 2,000 friends globally, and we all communicated over Twitter about bands that we loved. And I saw a really interesting thing starting to happen where people would talk about a band, and then I would put it into a spreadsheet, and then SoundCloud and YouTube came out. And so then I started to track how long it would take this core group of people to talk about a band before that band put something out on SoundCloud or YouTube. And I started to see that it would take 12, 18 months at times for these people to know about something before the rest of the world would know about it. And so at that point, I knew that predictively we were going to be able to predict bands. And the first person I tracked from early social chatter to mega super success was Lord. And then I predicted a person named Tove Lo's success 18 months before it happened.
Wow.
And that's what got me the funding.
Oh, cool. That is so interesting. So why specifically influencer marketing?
Because the sphere of influence within these 2,000 people is the identical sphere of influence that influencer marketers have. And so we basically just took our model for emerging artist music discovery, and we tested it against influencer marketing, and we found that it has the exact same dynamics that the emerging artist music discovery platform had. So we immediately pivoted in to influencer marketing, and now we listen to 900,000 of the most engaging influencer marketing people from macro influencer marketers, which are like the Logan Pauls and Juanpa Zuritas and the Kardashians and the Jenners, to mid-tier influencers who might have 1 million followers, to micro influencers that might have 5,000 or 500 followers up to 25 or 50,000. So there's activity going on in all of these different sectors. And what we're also finding is you want to get an influencer marketing mix. From maybe one or two macros, 10 mid-levels, and then 100 micros.
Because you're kind of hedging your bets.
Right. You want to stimulate all sorts of different audiences, and they all have different audiences. So it's amazing the detail and granularity of how you can kind of light different groups of people up through the influencer marketers.
Sure. For those who are new to influencer marketing, let's take a step back. And if you could explain what it is, why you need it, and if it's here to stay.
It is. Influencer marketing will give you your best return on investment for social marketing. So in social marketing, you have social media ad buying, and then you have influencer marketing, and then you have traditional radio and print and TV marketing. So influencers have highly engaged audiences, anywhere from 500 to 170 million in Kim Kardashian West's case. And brands are hiring them in order to have them say, hey, this is a really interesting product or movie or TV show or radio show, and you should go check it out. And then the people in the audience are going, oh, my God, Kim Kardashian's so great, and she's right. So then I'm going to get that KKW Beauty lip balm, and then I'm going to put it on, and then I'm going to tell my audience, you know, that has 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 people that Kim was right, right? And it just
a trickle-down effect.
Right. And so you can... You don't necessarily have to have Kim Kardashian. It could be anyone in this influencer stack that you could hire, depending on what the size and scope of what you're trying to accomplish is.
And you think it's here to stay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think the future is of it? Because it goes in different trends, you know, for a while, bigger the following the better, then it was micro-influencing was really hot, and now you're alluding to the fact that maybe diversifying is the way to go?
Yeah, I think you have to think of it like a mix. Like, you have to say, what is the perfect mix of influencers for my initiatives, and it's in a bigger part of an overall social strategy, right? Influencers are one piece. So the first thing that you need to understand is, what is the content that this audience will engage with? That's the top of the funnel. Then you have to say, of the people that we're trying to target, what influencers can we actually tap to talk about the product so it'll get out to the biggest amount of people? Then, how do you do social media ad buying in support of all of your other initiatives that you've got going on? So you have to look at it as a 360-degree opportunity.
Very interesting. Okay, so you said a few minutes ago that you've secured seed funding. So tell me a little bit about that and any advice you have when it comes to raising money in general.
Sure. We have taken, fortunately for us, we have 6 investors in the company. And we've had 6 investors since the beginning. I'm one of the investors. And we have funded this company. We've raised $3.4 million in seed funding. It's called seed funding because it's not quite a Series A yet. Okay, so seed funding allows you to develop your minimum viable product, figure out the team that you need in order to launch this thing, get into the market and start to establish product market fit where clients are actually using the product and paying you for it, and it actually works. And then once you build up and you've mitigated risk over the past 2 years in our case, then you would go out and do a Series A where you would raise $5 to $10 million, and then you would actually hit high growth. So we're going from lean startup right now, transitioning into high growth, which will happen in 2018.
Awesome. And I know that you mentioned building a great team is really important to you. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for when you're hiring and really the work culture you're wanting to create.
Well, we've got a very enduring, interesting corporate culture, which is great. It's very important to have a great culture. The first thing that we did was we found a great CTO, because I am not a CTO. And Peter is not a CTO. Peter's outrageously strong in business data and analytics. I'm really strong in understanding how this whole thing comes together and was kind of like the seed of how we do what we do, if you will. So we had to first get a killer development team, which we built. And everybody on the development team has been there since the beginning, and no one has left, which is a great thing. So we've got a core group of people there. We also have a powerhouse group of people in Los Angeles, and they come from all walks of life. Everybody has a great work ethic. Everyone's really smart. They didn't necessarily see themselves maybe doing this, but they're like, this is really cool. And I really think that I want to participate.
Being an entrepreneur in general, it's a little crazy, right?
Right.
It takes a little
it
bit
is.
Of craziness. So we're going to end on a fun note. And that mm-hmm. is, if you aren't an entrepreneur, what title would you like to have in this world?
If I was not an entrepreneur, what title would I like to have? That's a tough one.
Maybe something in the music industry, or maybe you'd be the influencer. I don't know.
No, I don't think I'd want to be an influencer. I'm definitely more
behind the scenes.
Great father, great husband.
Well, it sounds like you already are those things too. So,
but
we'll let you pass on that one. That's awesome. Very, very cool. Thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely.
For all of your business wisdom. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're watching Business Rockstars. We'll see you next time.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Chad Billmeyer is joining us. He's the CEO of Panjo. Chad, it's a pleasure to have you, brother.
Great to be here, Mark. Thanks.
All right, so recap for us. What's Panjo?
Yeah, so Panjo is a community-based marketplace. We're really focused on making sure we have unique inventory for passion-based communities. So an example, folks who are really into BMWs or folks who are really into camping. There are, you know, parts and accessories associated with those hobbies, and we're really focused on making sure that the enthusiasts in those communities have a place that's, you know, enjoyable, informative, and efficient.
Well, I got to point something out. When you came into the studio, you had this giant panda head on. So tell us, why is that? I know Panjo and Panda, so that was kind of your thing.
Yeah, well, so I think, you know, thinking about tips for entrepreneurs, thinking about your branding is really important. Panjo is actually our third name. We were first Dealbird, then Enthusify, and then Panjo.
I like Panjo the most.
This is it, right?
Especially when you come in with a giant panda hat on.
it took a member of ours in Europe to say, hey, we don't have the th sound here, and we can't pronounce your name, right? So you have to think about these things. So really, there's unfortunately not a more sexy story about Panjo other than it was the result of an exhaustive search for like short, affordable, pronounceable, non-internationally offensive names. Yeah. And then it's about, okay, how do we make that name stick? And so the panda is, right, a visual aid to help you remember Panjo.
I love that. And so what has been the hardest part? I know you have a background in sales, as do I, so I definitely want to talk about that. But what's been the hardest part so far about getting your business off the ground? Was it raising the money? You guys did raise money, right?
Yeah, we did raise money. I think, so as a marketplace business, what's interesting, marketplaces are in the business of reducing transaction costs. This is a really academic view of a marketplace, right? So if you say, like, do we sell BMW parts? Well, yes, but what we really sell is a reduction in transaction costs. It should be right easier and cost less for the buyer and the seller to get a transaction done, to find one another, to trust one another, to pay one another. Mm. And so as a marketplace, you not only have to grow supply, but you have to grow demand in equilibrium, right? Those things have to happen, right, in concert with one another. And so that's this like added challenge of having a marketplace business that you have a supply and demand side that you have to grow in parallel.
Are you guys using social media? I feel like something like your social media would be a key feature to be using. How are you capitalizing on it?
Yeah, for sure. So for us, it's been interesting because we're about 5 years old, and I think we've seen Facebook evolve, Twitter evolve.
A lot. Yeah. Right, a Facebook lot went from being a social platform to being an advertising platform, even though most people wouldn't consider it, but they do billions of dollars in ad revenue.
Yeah, and so the interesting thing to see now is what will happen for Facebook as far as a solution for transactions, for commerce, for classifieds, for marketplaces. I think in foreign countries outside the U.S., it's a lot more common to see folks do transactions over a Facebook group. Within the U.S., we're seeing some growth there, and so we think about how we're partnered with groups that are, you know, forming and gelling on Facebook and how we make their transactions more efficient.
Okay. What do you see people making mistakes when it comes to using social media? Because there's a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's really trust. Though, in theory, your identity on Facebook is your true identity, in reality, that's not the case for a lot of fraudsters. So we see a lot of folks who are really passionate about, you know, camping gear, whatever, getting ripped off through, you know, fraud that's now occurring in Facebook.
Okay, so that's one of the biggest mistakes. Is there anything else?
Mistake-wise. Right, so...
Transparency and authenticity is a huge thing. You know, nowadays, a lot of people are just trying to put on this front. And at the end of the day, the more transparent and authentic, whether it be your brand, whether it be your personal brand. You know, I saw a company, one of my business partners actually bought a product from a company. And the reason why he said he bought it was because they were so transparent and authentic and showing you the breakdown of here's how much each individual part of the manual labor cost, the product cost. And so it was like, this bag cost us, you know, X amount of money to make. We're selling it to you for Y, but it could be sold for Z on a standard retail.
Now, this makes me think about our core culture at Panjo of openness and honesty. Every associate knows at Panjo how much cash is in the bank, how many transactions occurred yesterday, what meetings I'm in. Everybody knows what's going on, so there's no sense of like any surprise or wool being pulled over anyone's eyes. You know what's going on in the organization and the health of the organization, no matter what your role is at Panjo.
So what else for culture? Because I love what you just said. I think that's an incredible value set to build the company off of. Mm. But what else are you guys doing for company culture?
Yeah, I think education is an important
investing
part of our
back
culture.
In the employees.
Yeah, and so the way that manifests itself, hack days are kind of common in tech companies. And for us, a hack day wasn't that fruitful because it kind of left out a number of associates. So we developed Education Day, where you take a day to advance your career path in whatever way makes sense for the role you're in. If that means watching a documentary, fine. Like, that's what you did on Education Day. And then we come together as a team and present for 60 seconds apiece what we did and what we learned on Education Day.
Mm. And how did you come up with that idea? Because I think Education Day is genius. A lot of companies should be investing in their employees.
I think it was me being selfish. I think I had a backlog. I had a backlog of academic papers about marketplaces that I really wanted, that I just was not getting to. And we had this issue with our hack days not being as fruitful as we wanted. And I had this personal problem I was solving for myself. So, yeah, that's the origin story.
I really enjoy that because I myself have gone from being a person who hates reading to loving it. Mm. And we have a similar thing that we do in my business. CEO of Panjo, Chad Billmeyer, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Reading is one of the best things. Do you have any books to recommend for people?
Oh, man. So I love Colin's books. So Good to Great, Built to Last. Patrick Lencioni has an amazing series. Death by Meeting is part of that series. Those are some of my favorites.
What about any Tony Robbins or John Assaroff, any of those people?
I do not consume those books, no.
Okay. What is your favorite type of genre and when it comes to business development, entrepreneur development, spiritual development, personal development?
Yeah, so I really tend to gravitate toward like business biographies, the story of the railroads or Rockefeller. There's lots of lessons to be learned in the history of business and how somebody really hit an inflection point, right? Inflection points. Yes, there's an element of like luck and serendipity, but they happen for a reason because someone was pushing really hard. They're pushing a boulder up a hill, right?
So what happened? Give us an inflection point in your business or in your life.
Yeah, so Panjo, we were powering marketplaces for enthusiast communities. And communities have already come together in a variety of places. Beamerforums.com is a place where BMW enthusiasts hang out. And so for us, having this realization that was really important to partner with these existing, say, 10-year-old communities and really solve the issues that the community organizers and the buyers and sellers were having, and to really think about what a meaningful partnership would look like and what kind of problems we could solve and value we could provide for all the people involved. Like, that was a key inflection point for Panjo's growth.
I love that, because inflection points are going to accelerate the velocity of the success of your business. That was one for you there. We did touch on some best practices earlier, whether it was company culture or some selling, different things like that. Raising money, that's maybe not a best practice, but it can be. If you need the money, it could be a very important practice. What are some other best practices for your business?
Yeah, I think thinking about sales early, right? So it's super, super common for me to meet with a first-time entrepreneur or an entrepreneur earlier in their venture. And there's some kind of underappreciation for sales and marketing. Right? Yeah. So it's like, well, I have to build this app and the app's not done yet. Well, you don't need to build an app. Like, you need customers before you build the app. So just kind of this recognition.
Pre-order is something that I think is like a lost... I don't know what.
Lost art, right?
Lost art. Like, people, like, they don't understand. It's like, you could be taking pre-orders. If people want it, tell them you give them 50% off what it would have been. You go on, you watch Shark Tank, and people are like, you didn't do any pre-orders? You didn't do any crowdfunder or Kickstarter or Indiegogo? You guys didn't do anything? And it's I think, no, I needed the product to be done.
Exactly. There's that sentiment there. No, so you can put up a quick landing page, use a tool like Unbounce or something. Yeah. Throw up a quick landing page. Spend a couple $100 on Facebook or Google. Drive some traffic there. Mm-hmm. Can you get somebody to leave their email address, right? Can you present? Yeah, can you present your idea in an informative and interesting and compelling enough way that you can convert people
and you don't
into
even,
prospective customers?
I love what you just said, because you also made a distinction, which is you don't even have to get people to give you their money. You could just get a list of 100,000 people that all raised their hand, meaning they all gave you their email, their contact information, saying, when this comes out, I want to be on the early bird list. So now you've got 100,000 people or whatever, right?
Yeah, and look, I don't want to argue for being deceptive, but you could take it a level further and go to stand up something quickly on a Shopify, you know, saying
with a rendering of an image and say
precisely
50% off.
You can take cash for that, and then you can follow up with a call to that individual and say, I'm super sorry, we're not available in your area yet, or we're waiting until we get 100 orders before we manufacture this. If you want me to refund your funds, I'll do that now. Again, you know, there's
back to the transparency and authenticity is where you literally tell people, look, straight up, like, here's what we're doing. We need you to help fund this, or we need you to raise your hand and give us your information. We won't send you anything but updates, blah, blah, blah. You just go step by step and be so straight up, because nowadays we live in like the information overload era. Everybody thinks they're an expert and a coach and a guru nowadays, which I hate because I'm in the industry and I see it all the time. And so it gives the industry a bad name. But people are so like, they're so used to advertisements and scams. And the problem is that when there's something really good out there, if it's not transparent, if it's not marketed properly, they're not going to make the sales that they're capable of, because nowadays, I think it's kind of always been this way, but especially nowadays, the bar is really high.
Yeah.
And the barrier to entry to get into business is lower than it's ever been.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, great products don't make money necessarily. Great marketing does. And so
true.
You've got to be able to market your product properly. And this is one of the ways to do it, even if you don't even have the product.
Yes.
Which is even better.
Right. Really confirm that you have product market fit, that the market exists for the product you have, and you know how to talk to that market,
and
if
you've got the people telling you, either with their money or with their personal information, contact information, that, hey, I want you to contact me, or, hey, here's my money, I want to be on the early bird list. That's showing you that there's already demand, and then you go and build the product. Biggest mistake most people make is they try to sell a product when they already spent all their time, energy, and money building the product, but they don't know how to market or sell it.
Yeah.
And you should sell and market before you even build the product in some cases. Not all cases. There's no context here. We're just saying that is an option.
And the number of times you see an app that took $100,000 to develop, a website that took $100,000 to develop, and no customers for
that
thing.
Which is so stupid. Yeah. You can build the most amazing website for $5,000, maybe $10,000, if it's crazy. Chad Villemire, a pleasure having you on the show, brother.
Great to see you, Mark.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. How can you have a healthy work-life balance? I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Founder of Virgin Group, Richard Branson, has over 50 years' experience as an entrepreneur. Here's a few tips he shared on how to balance work and everyday life. One, get up early. Richard's day starts at 5 a.m. so he can get exercise and spend time with his family. Two, this is a hard one, limit your screen time. Richard limits himself to checking email and social media at the beginning of his workday. Three, write lists. From his original logo to his first business plan, Richard says it all began as scribbles in his notebook. Richard says, quote, no matter what your career goals are, try to do something different each day and see where it takes you. This has made every day of my life, his life, an adventure. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Stuck on the healthcare roller coaster? Still paying those high premiums? And strapped into huge deductibles? Not knowing what's around the next turn? Well, then let me tell you about a sound, sensible healthcare choice that really is affordable. It's MediShare, the healthcare sharing solution people like you have been trusting in for more than 25 years. MediShare members report saving around $500 a month on their healthcare costs, and they never pay for things they don't believe in. Time to say goodbye to that healthcare roller coaster and say hello to MediShare.
Call *848 to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call *848. Message and data rates may apply. That's *848.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
As they say on Twitter, ICYMI, in case you missed it. Amazon recently unveiled a handful of new devices across its Alexa, Echo, and Fire TV product lines. We're joined by Molly Wade. She's Amazon Devices PR manager. Alexa, what's new there?
So much new with Alexa, like 14 new devices, so customers can get Alexa into their homes and on the go in so many new different ways. But let's start with our all-new Echo Dot. Echo Dot is the best-selling speaker ever, and the team has actually managed to make it better. It's been totally redesigned, so it's got this curvier shape to it, and it comes in three different fabric finishes, so it really suits any decor. And at $49.99, it's still super affordable and a great way to get Echo and Alexa into every room of your house.
Amazon.com/devices.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining us, as always, at the CEO Roundtable are two rockstar CEOs. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
So my name's Eric Su. I have a digital marketing agency called Single Green, and we work with technology companies and Fortune 500 companies, helping them grow their revenues online.
Pleasure to have you here.
I'm Bryson Strauss. I have an on-demand delivery service and mobile app. We'll basically get you whatever you want, whenever you want. That's the nature of it.
Well, I'm excited to get more into your guys' businesses with you in a second. But in the meantime, I want to talk about why you do what you do. If you've heard of Simon Sinek's famous talk, the power of why. Right. At the end of the day, I think what really separates people is a laundry list of things, but the biggest factor that determines people's long-term success, happiness, their mindset, their relationships, is why they do what they do. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to go through seasons of adversity. We're all going to make failures and mistakes. But if you have a big enough reason for why you're going to get up in the morning, why you're going to overcome adversity, why you're going to push through short-term and long-term pain, I truly believe you can accomplish anything in life. Yeah. And you can look at the people who have these incredibly enriching, fulfilled, abundance of life, and those are the people that usually have a big reason why. Right. Because, again, inevitably, we are going to hit those seasons of adversity, and a lot of times people have the victim mentality, and sometimes they can get stuck playing the story that limited them from way in the past. And so when you have a strong enough reason why, I feel like anything is possible. And so I want to know for you guys, why do you do what you do? We'll start with you, Eric.
Yeah, so for me, I'm playing a game. I played a lot of games growing up competitively, and, you know, it's perfect for me because in the digital marketing space, I can always switch whenever I want. There's new stuff coming all the time. I'm too ADD to just do one thing. I have to work on multiple things. So to me, it's simple. It's just a game. I wake up every day knowing that I'm playing the ultimate game, which is business.
Mm. Right. I actually have a company called The Ultimate Game of Life, one of my other personal development companies.
There you go.
Oh, I love that.
I think that for me, I mean, I spent most of the first part of my life probably just dreaming stuff up, you know, 20 years of just like dreaming stuff up. And so second part was like enacting that, you know, gaining all the skills so that I could do it. And I didn't really, I think the main thrust is I don't really like working for other people. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. And even though it's like really hard, you suffer, right? You know, you got to live on cat food for 2 years. I know, but you ultimately get to make that choice as like, what you're doing, you know, your direction, your dream. You know, I have a vision for something that each day you can enact it yourself.
Did you literally eat cat food?
I was going to say, I was like, it's interesting because I feel like cat food's more expensive than Top Ramen.
Yeah,
but he's buying cat food, so.
You're probably right, you know.
So you were balling out then. You were buying Top Ramen.
Yeah, exactly. I was getting the good stuff. Yeah, it was good cat food. You know, but that's the kind of thing. You know, you're ready to make this sacrifice just so that you can continually enact your own vision, you know, and then you have you can make your own way in the world. And even though it's so uncertain, it's like, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I feel like, I mean, I'm sure you had that experience as well. You know, you do it for yourself.
Something that you said is something I was actually just listening to today on my way here, and it's about the power of metaphors and how we all use metaphors in our life. And there's a lot of examples I could give, but the one I want to use specifically is like what you just said. You look at life and business as a game. Mm-hmm. Some people say life's not fair. Like, you don't think of these as global metaphors, but these are global metaphors.
Right,
and literally, the way that you are describing something like, oh, this relationship is a nightmare, that's a feeling that you have inside. Right. You're describing your relationship as a nightmare. You're describing business as a game. Right. You're describing, you know, life as a game. Mm-hmm. You're describing it as a dance. You're describing it as, you know, a blessing. Mm-hmm. And the way that you describe something with a metaphor or an analogy literally paints the picture for how you're going to think, feel, and behave. And so what do you believe? And you kind of already said it, but I want to know from you. Mm-hmm. What do you look at? What are the metaphors you use for life and for business that shape the way you think, feel, and behave?
I think for me, it's really like being creative. You know, prior to this endeavor, I worked as an art curator for like 20 years.
Wow.
And I thought that I was in that field, the most creative field I could possibly be in. But by moving on to something in which every single little micro element of a business, as you share, you create it, right? Like, are we going to buy pens, blue pens, or black pens today? You know, to like, are we going to use your marketing company or a smaller, you know, a boutique marketing company? So for me, I don't know, it's not really a metaphor, but it's just really kind of a motivation, is that you're constantly engaged in a creative process on every little, from micro to macro. And that sort of is my whole motivating factor in it.
What do you guys have that are some rituals and habits that you feel like are allowing you to really push through to new levels of happiness, health, and wealth? Because for me, I've noticed, as I've become sort of like a connoisseur of successful people, happy people, healthy people's habits and rituals. Like, I feel like it's kind of like a hack to life, is everyone's trying to get new results, but they're not really trying to change who they are as a person.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's pretty hard. It can be hard. I don't want to make a limiting excuse or a limitation for somebody that developing or ingraining new habits and rituals is a difficult thing. But I want to know for you guys, because I feel like what really separates people from happy, healthy, wealthy lives and people that are stressed, sick, diseased, and broke are their habits and their rituals, your eating habits, your environment habits, who you hang out with, your relationships, the types of thing that you put in your body and in your mind and condition yourself with. There's so many other things we could list, but what are habits and rituals that you feel like you've developed that have allowed you to live a happier, healthier, wealthier life?
Yeah, so for me, I mean, The biggest habit probably right now is listening to podcasts or audiobooks. Mm-hmm. And then also, here's the funny thing. You listen to podcasts like Tim Ferriss's. He interviews people and he talks specifically about those habits and you tend to copy them. But for me, the one that has had a lot of impact for me is journaling. And that started about 2-3 years ago, where you write down three things you're grateful for, three things you're going to do today, and, you know, one thing you're going to try to accomplish, or one big thing, one big other thing for the day. But that allows me to, you know, Tony Robbins talks about being grateful all the time. And that's something I think as entrepreneurs, we don't appreciate that much. I think it's really important to be grateful on all the things that you're able to do. The fact that you have a freaking business and you're able to impact the world is huge. So
That's a great one. You know, I think that at the end of the day, I've noticed the huge distinction is there's at the top level of successful people, they fall into one of two categories. They're either extremely grateful or they're not as grateful as they should be. Absolute pleasure having you on the show. I wish we had more time. Yeah. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.